Well, Drew Doughty says he wants to squash the feud. I don't know if Matthew Tkachuk is on the same page after last night. 4-3 in overtime. Doughty and the Kings over Tkachuk and the Flames in what was a highly entertaining and charged hockey game. Like I quite enjoyed being a part of that. Even when it was 3-0 and the Flames were playing some of the worst hockey we've seen in this building in a little while.
This was the perfect game script. If they'd played well all night, it would not have been close. But to spot a team like LA 3, now you know they had to pull their socks up and that we'd have a wild third period, and we did.
And the Tkachuk-Doughty stuff played out as I think we had hoped. Both guys were on their game. Both guys were engaged with one another. Tkachuk laid, what, 3 or 4 big hits on Doughty in that game?
Threw the old hoop at a few players last night, old Mr. Tkachuk.
He laid that big hit on Clifford.
He's got his dad's booty throwing it around there.
He is the master of leaning
back.
And walloping you with a good check, and he did it a couple of times last night. He was in the middle of a number of scrums that got pretty testy. Then you had McDermott running Lucic, and Lucic chasing him down, and those two dropping the gloves. Like, that turned into a pretty charged up hockey game, and it was a lot of fun. Sign me up for October 19th.
The booty, yeah, his old man's booty.
Chuck doing the booty bounce on Kyle Clifford last night.
Calling Keith Jr. Just full speed. Little 180-degree turn. Boink.
October 19th is the next time these two teams meet.
I'm ready.
At Staples Center in LA.
I'm ready.
Don't know if I would have been circling that on the calendar otherwise. That was your point off the air. Like, Tuesday night,
game three. That's what we said yesterday.
Like,
yes.
This game, this rivalry needs this, or else there probably wouldn't be a rivalry at this stage.
Well, what would be on the line if the Flames played, say, Arizona last night, or we're going to Arizona on October 19th? Well, I guess it's like a game.
These games in October are as important as games in March, Ryan.
Well, you know, guys, the points tonight are worth the same as the ones given away in April. Okay, you're right. But and this team's even less talented than Arizona. Like, there's not Phil Kessel and, you know, a really good top four. It's the Kings, who were the worst team in the West last year. And, you know, we're starting people on their third line that we'd never heard of, who have played one professional game since being signed out of college.
Like Lassat.
Lassat was fine. I thought Lassat was better than Zinkowski last night. So, not nothing. But, yeah, it gave us something to look forward to. And we have the same thing to look forward to in the 19th. And maybe the Flames will show up for more than two periods on that night. And if they do, they'll collect 2 points. I think that's kind of the way this is going to go.
I hope that we continue getting these two jaw-jacking and going at one another on a regular basis, because I'm here for it all day. It is a lot of fun. It adds something to the matchup. I don't believe for one second that the rivalry between the two is squashed. I don't. I think that it's easier for Doughty to say that after he just scored the overtime winner and, you know, was screaming at fans in the one corner and then doing the Hulk Hogan ear thing after. Like, it's easy to be like, yeah, you know what, I want to squash this beef, because, well, yeah, you just got the latest laugh. Of course you do. But
can we quit while I'm ahead?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you know what, I'm going to retire as champion.
And
like,
look at the time. I got to go now, so I win, you lose.
It's like when you're playing video games with a friend and you beat that person. You don't usually beat that person at Madden or NHL or whatever. Then you're like, you know what, I retire as champion. I'm the winner. You'll never beat me again. That infuriates. And if you're Tkachuk, I don't think that Tkachuk all of a sudden is like, hey, you know what, I think Doughty's a good dude. He's my boy, and this rivalry's done. It's just a team thing now. No, I think Tkachuk absolutely still wants a piece of Doughty, and I don't think Doughty's backing down anytime soon. And I expect, if it's not October 19th, maybe it's the next game or the game after that, but I expect this rivalry to be ignited again sometime in the near future, and I hope it is. And the best
there's no way it's not the talking point heading into October 19th. I'm sorry. Like, it absolutely is the lead already. Unless somebody's hurt and not playing, that's the story.
And the best part about last night is that you had these two players that were the focal point going in, and they lived up to the hype. And I don't think there's any doubt that the whole rivalry angle brought the best out in Doughty, and it brought the best out in Tkachuk because they were the two most impactful players on the ice last night. Doughty, a goal and 3 points, including the overtime winner. Tkachuk, 2 goals and 3 points, including the game-tying goal with 64 seconds remaining. And by the way, have you seen much better poise and composure, knocking the puck out of midair not once but twice with 64 seconds to go to tie a hockey game like that? I mean,
I don't know what your angle is like. I was sure that was a high stick. And then I saw the replay gif, and I'm like, yeah, that looks like a high stick. And then I saw the reverse angle, which Tory Peterson of the Flames had tweeted out, and I was like, oh, okay, well, that's totally – all it really illustrated to me while watching all those replays was – the parallax angle is a real thing, and the exact same play from two different cameras looked so incredibly different. It almost looks like it's waist high from the camera behind the net of Campbell, and it looks like it's well above the shoulders from the cameras that would be at center ice from the second deck. And it just, the reminder is, yeah, these are not shot at crossbar height, and it's an entire illusion that you can definitely be very wrong if you take it as, oh, well, look, it lines up with this. This is what we know. No, that's not how it works.
Well, and the NHL, I believe they reviewed it. Like there was two automatic reviews last night because there was the Kovalchuk goal that made it 3-0 that was also borderline high stick, and they reviewed that. So all high sticking, and I know there's been a change in video review this year, and I think that's catching a lot of people out, but to simplify, high stick goals that go in off a high stick and goals that are kicked in by a skate or goals that may or may not go over the line, those things are all still automatically reviewed by the war room. Those are still things that get reviewed regardless. There are different criteria and different rules about what you can challenge and how much you can challenge, but a high stick has never been something that you can challenge. It's always been an automatic review, and it remains an automatic review. So that's why because we were talking about it down here, Matt, Will, and I were watching the goal down here when it was scored, and I'm like, well, they're going to review
that, right?
That's right,
you guys have been down here.
It didn't take long. The NHL must have called down and said, good
goal. Well, and from up where I was in the what would we call it, the press box, we saw both captains go twice from their own bench to the official circle and back, and then came back. There was clearly processes in place, and they looked at it, and whatever angles they have that we don't got them to a point where they didn't think that was going to get overturned. But just a reminder, like, the one angle that's going around there is the main gif. It looks incredibly likely that it was a high stick, and I don't know that that is the case. It's just how misleading that can be.
Yeah.
Because you've seen it. Like, his backhand on his stick is so low that you're like, well, follow the stick. One hand's around his waist, and the other one's dropped down to, like, the back of his knee, and you're looking at the puck, and you're like, geez, it looks like it's above his shoulder. And then the other angle, it looks totally different.
Yeah.
Like, okay, what do we know? We know nothing.
Yeah, and
what you really need to do is have, if you want to have a clue on these things, get way more cameras with better angles, which I don't think is going to happen, or you finally do what, you know, people that have been thinking about technology for the last 20 years have talked about, which is just put a bloody chip in the puck and have sensors everywhere. You're telling me we can do stat tracker on baseball and get exit velocities to like 0.1 of a mile per hour, and we're talking over 100, and launch angles to a single degree? And you can't tell me whether this was over 4 feet high or not? Why is that hard for us and easy for baseball? Technology's there. So that's where we'll eventually get to
at some point. I still believe that they are slowly –
I don't
know if it's that, but I do believe that they – like, remember they rolled out 2 or 3 years ago, they rolled out – a live tracking system at the All-Star game
last year. It was supposed to be in place this year, the player tracking data. The company they were using, something went sideways, and they weren't necessarily big or capable enough to handle it. They've changed who's going to, you know, I guess, well, I don't even know what the word would be, but, you know, create the data, pull all the tracking, and give, here's the data, teams. And now it's looking like next year at the earliest, where this was supposed to be the year. But that's player tracking. Like, I'm talking about in the puck. Maybe that was included in that, but it's silly that it's not there. And if it's like, well, you know, the pucks are going to cost $400 now and they flip out a play all, like, okay, fine. Remember when they had the puck tracker for Fox, like in the mid-90s or late-90s, whatever that was?
I love that thing.
They would go into the stands and give you a puck and take away the Fox tracker puck if it went out of play. Like, how many years have passed since then and we still don't have better technology than that? It's crazy.
I did love that Fox tracks.
Did you?
Nostalgically, I love it.
At the time, I thought it was
ridiculous.
It's kind of how a lot of people feel about Blastia, if they're honest with themselves.
I always liked Blastia. No, still do. The first jersey I ever
off your mic in there.
First jersey I ever owned was Blastia. I won it at a Flames game.
How badly did they lose that night? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Did you wear it with your sweats?
12 years old.
Bad teams.
Probably, Will. I was probably wearing sweatpants. I was 12, so I'm sure there was a rip in them as well.